Welcome to my talk, Upstream Embedded Linux on RISC-V SBCs, the past, present and future. I'm Marcel. I joined CodeThink in 2024 and I'm a senior software engineer there. Let's dive in. Last year I talked about the Banana Pi F3. And that's this board. I'm not going to go through all the details here. Maybe one note I added there on the right. There are no many more. Passemit K1, or actually KYX1, it's kind of a derivative of this chip. And for example, the Orange Pi boards use that chip. And Michael is going to talk about that later, so I'm not going to cover that here. So, yeah, let's wait a couple seconds. That it's kind of okay. So the downstream option on the Spatzemit, it's their Bianbu. The latest version they have is 3.01, and that is Ubuntu 25.04 based. It got upgraded to the 6.6 kernel, U-boot 2022.10, and kind of an ancient OpenSPI 1.3. You get the sources on Gitti or GitHub. That is the latest version from August 15. Then I also tried Fedora VForce. That's why I asked earlier. I wasn't aware that this is kind of not the official Fedora RISC-V stuff. But somehow, googling around, I just stumbled over this and I gave it a try. It actually works. But it uses, of course, the same downstream Chinese stuff, not. Then the up, we're waiting on the guy to tell us how he actually tested it. If he ever did, who knows. But that's the status on the U-boot front. Then on the Linux kernel, like I also talked about last year, I mean last year I kind of got it booting with initrd, not, and I kind of poked a little bit with I2C, which was still on the mailing list. All of that stuff now got merged. Later also the Milk5 Jupiter, which is another board using that chip, got added. So not only the BPI F3. And yeah, like I said, I2C, GPIO and all that stuff all working. And then also further pieces all got merged. For example, also SDHCI. But unfortunately, that is eMMC only because the controller that is used for the SD card has quite a different configuration. So that is still up in the air. There actually just on January 22, the DT changes for 6.20 got pulled. You can see here the list. There are some Ethernet fixes, some more pin control, power stuff. Then, of course, I will talk about later also the first K3 stuff appearing. And, of course, they kind of refactor some pieces that it can be reused. USB support and stuff like that, reset support. And also PCI Express actually is now on there. And PEMIC, which was already on the for the F3, BPI F3, now also for the Jupiter board. And further pieces on the mailing list. And here you can see further stuff, like also further pieces on the Orange Pi front. Then on the Yocto project, it's basically Meta RISC-V, what we're talking about here. I had a kind of a functional patch set last year, but it was for the downstream stuff only. And on January 6, Michael's stuff got now merged, so it's support in there. Yeah, when I played with it, I found an issue when I compiled it. That is also fixed now. And in his README, he suggests to use NFS, rootfs, because like I mentioned before, the SD card doesn't work yet. So that works great, of course, especially to, you know, for development, it's anyway great to have NFS, rootfs. I also tried eMMC, because I have a board that has the eMMC. I think not all do, not fully sure. That also works great. Of course, you have to somehow first boot something else to actually kind of write it in there. But Bianbu works fine for that, even though some Chinese characters somewhere in between, which kind of strange, but whatever. So the, yeah, if you're interested on the micro card support front, there is a, yeah, he initiated a discussion. There is this patch set that adds a few things, but that doesn't work, like I said, because the controller configuration is completely different. Patches welcome. Maybe after FOSDEM, if I find here, by the way. We will get to that later in the live demo. You can choose which one. So that RV2 is a very low cost, so you get it for less than like $40. It uses some Chinese Seaflower chip with Xuanti C908 cores. It's actually